Light Church. Hi, how are you guys going? Good? I've got some news to tell you. Some of you may know already and some of you may not, but we just received news early in the week that Pastor Richard's father passed away. He was just about to turn 99 the next day. He died of pneumonia. And so I think I just want to give this few moments because he is our family member, isn't he? So the fact that he's dead sounds like our grandfather have just gone home to be with the Lord. So I think it's an opportunity for us as a church, as a family. You know, Jeremy preached last week on being a family, what it means to be a family. So this is our opportunity. I'm going to invite Crystal. She's already up there. I'm going to invite her to sing the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And if we can just take this very moment to just say, God, and in your own words, pray for him, pray for his family. And if God wants to minister to your heart this afternoon, if God wants to speak to your heart that maybe there is something that's troubled, and maybe after hearing what Jason had to speak today, whatever he had to share today, just now, I was meant to pray for you, Jason, but I couldn't because I was also sexually abused before. So it was a hard thing for me to pray for you, although I know God is doing a great work. And I'm so glad for you to be standing on behalf of, in the gap for these children and for the women, for even for the young men and boys. So if you sense that burden in your heart, pray. 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 We are called to pray. Yeah. I'm going to ask, I'm going to open this space just for a few minutes that we can pray for Pastor Richard or for anything that's on your heart. But I'm going to first ask Cheryl to pray for Pastor Richard.
Not distant, but that God, you are near. God, you say that you are close to the brokenhearted. God, you say that you are close to those who weep. And we are grateful that as big as you are, as glorious and as majestic as you are, yet you are close to those who you call child and who you call your children. And how precious that is, that we get to run to you, that we get to come to you when there's nowhere else to go, or when we don't know anymore, that we get to come to you and just to hide in you and to say that you are our refuge, our help in our time of need. So God, thank you that you bring comfort in the ways that speaks to us, that's close to us. And we give at this time Pastor Richard, Joanne, Amanda, Nat, and all of the family to you, that in their pain, in their grief, in their lament of loss, God, that you would so deeply remind them of your closeness and of your presence, that is something that nothing in this world can take away. And that brings us comfort that we get to see our family members once more in that new kingdom, in that new heaven and earth. And we take comfort in that. So thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Anyone else like to pray? This place is open for anyone to pray.
Heavenly Father, we just want to continue to lift up the Tan family to you, Lord. And though it is a time of sadness and mourning, it is also a time of joy and celebration as well, Lord, to be able to see the fruits in which he's been able to sow over those 99 years as well, Lord. And we rejoice at the fact that, you know, your son has come back to you as well, Lord, in this relationship, that this is a snippet in time and this is the everlasting life that he would have. There's so many things to celebrate in those 99 years, the things that he's able to achieve, but just being able to journey with you each step of the way as well, Lord. And we continue just to lift that, the Tan family, up to you through this time. We pray for the memories that they can, you know, just collect and recall together, the smiles, the laughters, and the things that they have shared over these number of years as well. That the family can come together, united, and just cry out for you as well, Lord, and just be joyful at the fact that, you know, your son is returning to you. And we pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Josh. Hallelujah. It is so good for us to come together and pray. Don't you think so? Do you see the importance of prayer as a community? We know the importance of prayer for ourselves. I'm not sure how often we pray. I had the privilege of preaching at Zion Praise Harvest this morning, and I want to thank some of the young adults came and supported me, and of course my husband, who normally doesn't wake up that early. And we had to travel all the way from Yanchep to Willerton, so that was a big drive. And my husband kept silent the whole time, and I just prayed the whole time. So thank you I've forgotten your name suddenly. Oh my God, Josh and Kaylee, thank you for coming and for being there and to also minister. They were really blessed by you guys. Thank you for that. And what I felt for us as a church today, because today is Mission Sunday, yes? Yep. So when Pastor Richard asked me to preach on prayer, he said, "Rena, got to preach on the culture of prayer, you know, like build a culture of prayer in the church." And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I cannot build a culture. I can't do that. There's no way in the world that I can build a culture. But I can encourage you and I can remind you why we need to pray. And especially for Mission Sunday today, and I felt, and I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, what's the title? What's the message for us today? What's the message for us?" Because I don't think we only just have Mission Sunday once a month, every end of the month, but we have a mission. We're very grateful for, we have a lot of mission agencies that would come in and they would share their stories. We're supportive of them. We pray for them. We partner with them. In every sense that we can, we will do it. Yeah? But this is an invitation for us as a church, as a community. Can I remind you that you are not here by accident? God orchestrated your footsteps, your steps, to be in this church. Either you married into this church or you came by accident. I don't know, where's Martin? He came here by accident. Oh, there you are. That's right. Some of us came here by accident. Some of us came here because of Pastor Richard. Some of us just stumbled upon. I don't know the reasons why and how you got here, but I know one reason, and I know one person who directed you, and that's Jesus Christ. And the way God directed Pastor Richard to come to First Light Church to be our pastor, the same God that is calling him out. And there were a lot of prophecies that have been spoken over our church. So many different prophets, pastors that have spoken over our church. And I thought for Mission Sunday, what a time for us to come together to pray. You know, Pastor Richard asked me to head up a prayer meeting at 2 p.m., just at the prayer room or the library room, whichever room we call it, you know. And the first time we had 11 people came, and then it dwindled down to two, sometimes one, sometimes no one. I know we don't put the emphasis, we don't want to push people to come together to pray. But I thought, if you don't go into that room, why don't we all pray here? Because we actually have a mission for the next 1 year. Can I commission this to you guys? We have a mission this year to pray. We have to pray for, number one, as Sang and the search committee actually mentioned about about looking for a senior pastor. This is not a joke. This is not something for only the intercessors to pray. Maybe we only have two or three intercessors around praying. But how often do we actually, in our quiet time, and say, God, you put me in this church for a reason, and you've called me to pray into this. We're not just being hearers. Oh, yeah, I've heard this information. And then we walk out of here thinking, what we're going to eat next? Because my tummy is hungry. I need to have dinner. Very rare that we go like that, impact our hearts. This is something we need to do. We need to move. We need to change. And we need to partner together. The invitation here is to partner together. And how does that look like for us as a community, as a body of believers? Last Sunday, Pastor Jeremy actually said, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. If we really are brothers and sisters in Christ, how are we praying for the spiritual father to come into our church? How are we doing that? This is not just a search committee's responsibility. It is just not the board to make a decision. But it is us collectively, as Jess and Sang mentioned, it is us to pray. I know we don't like the word pray. Not that you don't believe in prayer. Maybe some of you do and some of you don't. Because you go like, why do I need to pray when already God knows my heart, my thoughts? He wants us to partner with you. He wants us to partner with him. Sorry, someone got that. Sarah gave a smile. He wants us to partner with him. He wants to hear our thoughts. Just as any parents would want to hear their children's hearts. What do you want? That's what Daddy God is asking us. What do you want, First Light Church? You know, as I mentioned earlier, there were prophecies that have been mentioned that have come to pass. So I think, please correct me, the ones who know, please correct me, okay? So one of them is we are called to send missionaries, apparently 100 missionaries, out of this church. Can I tell you the word missionaries is not about going out to another country, but we all have a mission, either in our workplaces, in our homes, every place that, wherever you thread, that God has given you a place for you to be a missionary. You could be a FIFO worker. You could be speaking into the lives of the people over there. You could be that salt and that light, because that's what we're called to do. We are the first light. But do people actually see the first light in us? Do they see Jesus in us? So we're called to be that missionaries out there. We are called. So it's not just globally, but locally. Glocally. Yeah? We're all called to do that. So that's a big word for us as a church. Hundreds of us. How many people are seated in this room? We all should be going out of the four walls of the church. And one of the things that was also spoken over our church is that we're called to be a church of without walls. That means we're called to go out and beyond. You know, I really appreciate Grace and Kui and the team for what you all are doing outside for the family. What family again? Syrian family. Thank you. I'm like, sorry, I had a brain fog today, all day. And you know what? Thank you for that. And Sonia's not here, but you know, for Sonia and Diputani's family and Jess and Anders, what you all are doing, I don't know half your stories. You know, but you all have a story. You all have a mission. So today is Mission Sunday. Let it just not be a Mission Sunday, but let every day of your lives be a missionary out there for Jesus. Yeah? So that was one of them. We are to be a church without walls. I don't know what is that going to look like. Are we still going to be in this building? Or are we going to actually start having home groups in our own houses? Each one of you have a home group at your street, ministering to the people, your neighbors, your friends, whoever it is, rather than just meeting us as ourselves here. Maybe, I don't know what God has in his heart for each one of us. But he is speaking to you. He is speaking to you. Are you hearing him? Are you listening? Maybe you're called to pray. Maybe you're called to change jobs. I'm not sure, but there's something that God is doing. So that's one thing. Missions without walls. What's the other ones? We are called to be to go on uncharted waters. Is that correct? Does anyone remember that? Your wife told me that just now. Yes. So what does that look like? Uncharted waters. It's pretty scary for me when I had to resign as a full-time pastor and to actually go into the community. It was very scary for me because all I knew for the last 17, 18 years is ministry, not working out in the public sector. And you guys are truly blessed, actually, that you guys actually know what it means to work in the public sector. You all know this. I didn't. And for me, it was uncharted waters. I didn't know what to do. And the fact that we had to move all the way to Yanchep, oh my goodness, what were we thinking, honey? I don't know. Really crazy. It's so far. We had to drive like, oh my goodness. But yet, God positioned me in a place where I can be his salt and light. And as I mentioned earlier, because, you know, I've gone through, had a sexual abuse when I was younger. And because when I went to that school, I was able to help another young girl with her father sexually molesting her for 5 years. And she was keeping that a secret, and I was the first person she told. How warped was her thinking when she said that, you know, my father's, you know, it's okay, it's all right, he will stop one day. Nonsense. But you know what? I was there at the right time. I was not even meant to be there that Friday at school, but I was there because God positioned us. God will position me. God will position you. Where are you being at that right place at the right time for God? What is God doing? Are you availing yourself and say, God, do you wake up in the morning excited and say, God, who are you going to reach out today through me? Who am I? Who, God, who? We're called to pray. I haven't even read any of my scriptures, but I've got a few more minutes. And I want to say that, okay, in Acts 1:14, they all joined together constantly in prayer along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. What does Acts 1:14 actually is talking about. It's actually talking about through prayer, we align ourselves with God's will and invite his presence and power into our midst. Prayer unites us as a body of believers, fostering a spirit of unity and purpose. So my invitation to you guys is that, can we pray? We pray for these things. We pray for, one more prophecy. Sorry, before I forget. It's Anna's domain, which is the children. Apparently, it was prophesied that there will be a mass, right? A mass number of children that is going to come in and will be called out to the nations. That's a huge prophecy. But you know what? A prophecy will not actually take place if we don't put feet to our prayer. We need to pray. We need to actually say, God, if this is what you're saying, this is not just the pastor's job. This is not just the board of leaders or the home group leaders or any other leaders in this church to actually say, oh, we're the praying people. No. It is for all of us. We all have to say, come, Lord, we are going to pray. We want to see this happen. If this is the prophecy that you have said over our church, then how are we going to do it? How are we getting there? So we need to open our mouth. God is waiting for us to open our mouths to actually say, Lord, do this. Lord, bring in these young children. Lord, help us to be that salt and light. My friends, we can talk here every Sunday and tell you the godly things, the things to do for us to develop ourselves, for us to grow spiritually. We can say that every Sunday, inside out. We can read the word. We can listen to so many podcasts. But let me tell you something. It does not change you if you don't actually step out. Because what did you say earlier on, John? You said love compels us to step out. Are you loved, church? Are you loved, church? No. Maybe three people said yes. Are you loved, church? Are you loved, Ditsa? Are you loved by your husband that you will step out? You know what? We also need to pray. Sorry, I just thought about husband, wives. But we also need to pray for the families in this church, because for things to come to pass, because I know there are some things, look, we all carry some sort of brokenness in our lives, yeah? We all have these issues, but God wants to also fix that. I'm not saying just praying for the church, but there's also praying for one another, okay? We need to look out for each other. We need our marriages here to be strengthened. We need to look out for our young children. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for a new pastor to come in. We need to pray for pastor and his family for them to be sent out. We need the wisdom and discernment of God. We cannot rely on our own strength. We cannot rely on our own understanding. We need to trust Him in all our ways, to direct us, to lead us, so that we can hear and know where God is actually showing us and leading us. Amen? So I'm going to just take this time. I don't have much time. But we're going to pray, okay? I want a group of, if you want to pray for families, can you be in this group? If you want to pray for the young adults, can you be in this group? Sorry, I'm moving the young adults. We need to move around. Just quickly, you have to just spend a few minutes here. Is that okay? Josh, I need you to play the music for us. Just a few seconds, please. Thank you. Now I want you up there. Okay? we'll pray for you too, Josh. For you to be married. All right. Okay. Sorry, where's Serene? Serene's giving me the eye. Okay, we are family. We can talk rubbish sometimes, but I speak the truth. Okay, I'm going to ask, all right? We're going to pray for a pastor. Can we commit this time? There is an invitation to come at 2 o'clock, but if you have a problem coming at 2 o'clock, okay, but come pray. Come here 2:30. We come and pray, okay? I want to ask Nancy. Nancy, I want you to, can I ask you? Because I love your heart. And for me, one of the people that I know who's a praying woman is you, Nancy. Can I invite you to come up to pray for the young children, actually? Because you've got grandkids. Yes, and because we need an Elizabeth. We need an Elizabeth to realize the Christ being birthed out in our young children. Amen? I'm going to ask for who would want to pray for families, for marriages here to be strengthened. Come on. Kelvin, come up. You're just smiling there. Okay, I know we've gone a bit over time, but I hope that we're not going to rush because of we need to come together and pray. And can I invite you all to come closer, because this is a family thing, all right? This is a family thing. We want to get close. We want to get around each other and to pray. Can I have someone to pray for the young adults? Come on. Who wants to pray for the young? Oh, come on, don't be sheepish. You know what? I've got a whole sermon about why we don't want to pray. And we're too afraid to pray, but we're not going to do it right now. Come on, Irvin, step up. Please. Dennis, come up here, please. I need you to pray for the people who are working in the public sector. Yeah? Lord, is there anyone else? Ash, come and pray for our new pastor. Thank you, Lord. We'll kick off with Ned.
Yeah, but right.
Come on, let's pray. Guys.
Let's pray. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together as a family. And as a family, we can put our request to you, Lord. Right now, we want to lift before you our children, our grandkids, and our young teenagers that are like in TBC. We just want to pray that in this house that they will get to know your love, and it is your love that compels them to love you. And Lord, I just want to pray for those who watch over them, our teachers, our parents and grandparents, and you know, all the other influential people who's got a say in their lives. In school, that they themselves will also find a place in you. So Lord, we just want to pray for every child, that they know you, that no matter how good or not so good they are, that they can appreciate your love. Father, teach us those who have contact with them, that we demonstrate this love to them as well. That we don't love them because they can do great things. I'm just sharing with you. My granddaughter just say, I want a break this week. I'm not going to get upset over that because she's still loved by the awesome God. So young as they are, sometimes they want a break. And Lord, we know that we don't want to condition them to do things because they think by doing things they are loved. It's like many of us who know, we do nothing and we are still loved. And this is the awesome love that we have from Jesus. So we want to thank you for all the young kids that are in our midst that you have brought into our community. And each one of us, Lord, that we do our little bit, even speaking to them, getting down on our knees to the same level as them and giving them a little smile. That's going to encourage them, Lord. So we just want to praise you and thank you for every child that you bring into our community, that we ourselves be a testimony and a blessing to them. And that out of this mass of children that come in, many will be sent out, many will be very influential, many will decide for us in this country, that we will continue to uphold the Christian principles, Lord, in the various spheres of society. So we want to thank you for that, and we are privileged to be a part of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just lift up the families, Lord, and the marriages there are in this house. Church, God wants us to have great faith. And when Rena asked me to come up here, I was thinking about Abraham, you know, and how he is the father of faith. You know, God brought him out on a starry night and he showed him the stars in the sky. Just as how God is prophesying that there will be children brought into our church, we need to have faith like Father Abraham. We need to have his faith to believe that blessing is going to come to us. So Lord Jesus, we believe just as Abraham believed you. And just as how he laughed when you were going to bring him a son at a very old age, even as old as Sarah and Abraham were, that Isaac was their joy. So Jesus, let that be our joy in First Light Church, Lord. That our families will be strengthened, Lord. Our families will be as strong as the strength that you give us. That it will be supernatural, Lord. That the love that husbands will have for their wives, that the submission that wives will have for their husbands to lead the family will be supernatural, Lord. It would not be by our might. It would not be by our intelligence. It would not be by our strength. But it will come by your Holy Spirit. So I pray for your love, Lord. I pray for your love to be on every marriage, Lord. That it is not too late. It is not too late for God to intervene, for God to renew what might be water into wine. So we speak for those marriages, Lord, that it will be like wine, where they will look at each other with new eyes, with eyes that come from you, seeing the beauty of Christ in our partners. So that the children in those families will know what it's like to have both their daddy and mommy raise them together. Together with Jesus and God holding them together and giving them the strength in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the young adults in our midst, and not just them that are here today, but also for those who are not here, and for those in the coming days that will come to this family, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for even the journey that you've placed me on. For me, guys, I came in as an international student from Singapore, and really, the Lord really has blessed my journey here in First Light, really giving me a community, really treating this place like home, and not even a second home, but I would say a real home. And Lord, we just want to ask, Lord, for that blessing also to be upon the young adults, Lord, that they shall find a home in you, Lord, and find home in this family of First Light, Lord. May they also just bring your light to whatever sphere of influence that they are in, whether it's their workplace, for those also even stepping to the uni, Lord. May they be a light to shine forth for you, bearing your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we also just want your protection to be for those in new places they've set their foot onto. For those coming to uni, Lord, still finding out about themselves, still finding and exploring good friendships around them, Lord, I just pray that you give them wisdom, Lord. But not also wisdom to choose the friends, but wisdom to help them in their everyday lives. And also, just to really develop a relationship you in this time, because in this time is where maturity, true maturity happens, where they really find a purpose and a place in their sphere or in their hearts that grows into a destiny that calls forth to them in their adulthood, Lord. So we just want you, Lord, to work into their lives. May you minister to them every day. May they know that you are with them, holding them. And may they also know, Lord, that they are not alone, Lord. Even for those who feel like they might be isolated, they might be living even in a foreign land on their own, but Lord, you are with them, Lord. You give them comfort, Lord. You be their shalom, Lord. And may they know that there's a family here with you, and there's a family here in this church, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, to draw this sheep unto you, Lord. Be their shepherd, be their guide, Lord. And we ask for your wisdom, Lord, to be upon the young adult life group leaders, Lord, that you just give us the wisdom, Lord, to really reach out to those who are in need, to really reach out to those who are in the fringes of life group and also in our spheres, Lord. To those that who feel like they might not fit in, to those who feel like no one understands them, Lord. And we just pray that you just give us the wisdom, the discernment to call out to them, to just send them a text, or just to, you know, just start a conversation with them. And then from there, Lord, just really developing a real connection, a real friendship, so that they might ultimately be drawn to the real relationship that is between you and them, Lord. So we just call these young adults blessed. We just know that there's a destiny calling for them in these coming years, Lord. And we know that you will continue to sharpen them and to pour your love out upon them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. And right now, we just want to lift up all the personnel who are in the government sector, especially in the emergency response team. Lord, you just keep them safe. Lord, whenever they step out of their house, Lord, the moment they are at the outside the doorstep, on the way to work, at work, Lord, you just keep them safe, keep their family safe, because they have a duty to keep the community safe. Lord, let your grace, let your protection just covers them and the family like a shield. And that as they put on a uniform when they go to work, let them be like an armor of God, a full and complete armor of God that shall keep them safe from all harm and all danger. And Lord, as these days in the news, we hear a lot of stabby cases, gunshots. Lord, we pray for your grace upon the community that there shall be, we call in the name of Jesus, that all these things that are happening shall be ceased right now in the name of Jesus. Because we call for mental health, we call for drug abuse, we call for domestic violence, we call for, Lord, your grace be upon them, be upon the family, be upon those who are affected, afflicted by all these bad things, that your grace is upon them. We call for softening of our hearts, and that your goodness just overwhelms them. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for your grace. And we also pray for the families, for the coppers and the ambulance out there, that you keep them safe and keep them well. And Lord, your grace is upon them. Your grace is supernatural. And that we pray for the Psalms of 91, that no harm and danger shall come near. That 10,000 on their left, 1,000 on their right, but none shall come near them. None shall come near their dwelling. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Last one, I promise. Father God, thank you that we get to gather in this place. God, thank you that you've called Pastor Richard to his next season. But God, I thank you that you're calling the next person into that season, Father. That pastor, God, I thank you that you already know who it is, God. I thank you that your will and your ways have been ordained before the beginning of time, and all we are is in a moment of time. But Father God, as we prayed for the children and the young adults and the families and the people that work, God, I thank you that each one of these is a thread of a tapestry, as well as the prophecies that sit over this church. But God, I thank you that we might see it from the back, where they're being threaded together and knotted, and we don't understand and we don't see how it fits together. But God, I thank you, you see the full picture, and I thank you it will be revealed in the fullness of time, God. And I thank you that the people you've ordained over this process, God, the people that you've ordained within this church. God, the people that walk into this church are in the right place at the right time, and you have them in the palm of your hand. I thank you, God, that this process cannot fail because you are at the head. And I just pray for the search committee, God. I thank you that you give them wisdom and discernment. But God, I thank you that you give them excitement for the next season. Father, I thank you that you stir up our spirits to look forward, God. Not to look backwards, but to look forward, God. And I thank you for each and every person that sits in this church, not even within this church, but within this building, God. And I thank you for the feet of every single person that as they walk into their workplaces and their families, God, they carry the anointing of Joshua, that they claim the land that they tread on for you. But Father, I bless these people in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we all say amen and amen. Have a blessed week, everybody. We have to evacuate. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed week. Keep on praying. Stand in the gap for our church and for our families here. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.